This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burford. For the first time in 9 years, a U.S. rocket has lifted off, carrying American astronauts to the International Space Station. Saturday afternoon, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket with the Dragon capsule aboard carried astronauts Douglas Hurley and Bob Behnken into orbit from Launch Pad 39A at the Kennedy Space Center.
2, 1, 0. Ignition.
President Trump and Vice President Pence watched the launch. Afterward, the president said he was amazed at the power of the SpaceX rocket.
Incredible, the power. You wouldn't think that machine, as big as it is, it looks small from here, could have that kind of power, that kind of make that kind of sound or that vibration.
The launch is a cooperative effort between NASA and SpaceX and is the first commercial launch to carry U.S. astronauts into space. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said the launch represents what humanity can achieve when people work together.
I've heard that rumble before, but it's a whole different feeling when you've got your own team on that rocket. And they are our team. They are America's team. This is Launch America.
The astronauts are scheduled to dock with the International Space Station on Sunday. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Saturday urged the public to stay home amid several nights of unrest in Minneapolis over the killing of African-American George Floyd by police. Speaking at a news conference on Saturday, Walz urged Minnesotans to help by staying off the streets after an 8 p.m. local curfew. Fears of another cycle of violence were palpable on Saturday as cities from Atlanta to Chicago to Minneapolis grappled with the scope of the damage. Pleas for calm from elected officials and others seemed to do little to dampen the anger. This is VOA News. Two employees of an Afghan television station were killed when their bus was hit by a roadside bomb Saturday in the capital city, Kabul. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakali.
A ministry deputy spokeswoman says four other employees were wounded in the attack. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the violence, but the spokeswoman says a bus from Khurshid TV was the target. An official with Khurshid confirmed the deaths of two employees. He said two wounded were in critical condition. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement in the attack on his Twitter account. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A British infectious diseases expert and a member of the British government's scientific advisory group says that the loosening of lockdown measures in England is dangerous. Professor John Edmonds, a member of Britain's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies Committee, expressed concern over the country's ability to contain the spread of the virus as the lockdown eases. He said the most important issue was the high number of cases still being reported. He cited 8,000 new infections per day in England alone.
It's the combination of different measures that then have the potential to allow the virus back to start spreading more widely.
Beginning Monday in England, groups of up to six people from different households will be allowed to meet outside in parks or private gardens as long as they maintain 2-meter distance. Pope Francis on Saturday urged politicians to divert funds spent on weapons to research, which will help prevent another pandemic. Speaking as he led the largest gathering in the Vatican in nearly 3 months, the pontiff prayed the rosary in the Vatican gardens as tens of thousands of people in about 50 Catholic shrines around the world joined in. A large screen in the gardens showed video links with about 25 locations.
Maria Santissima.
As he prayed, the pontiff asked the Virgin Mary to touch leaders' consciences so that enormous sums spent to possess more armaments and to perfect them would be instead destined to the promotion of sufficient research to prevent such catastrophes as the worldwide pandemic in the future. The number of coronavirus cases in India surged past 170,000 as of Saturday, with the growth rate of new infections showing no sign of slowing despite a strict weeks-long lockdown. India's capital, New Delhi, and some other state governments had eased the restrictions during the fourth phase of the lockdown, resulting in the rise of fresh infections every day. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.